Welcome back to the K&M Queens. I'm Kristen.
I'm Madison.
I'm Maggie.
And let's get into this week's episode.
Let's do it.
Woo! Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's been a while.
Hello.
How was your day at work?
Oh, yeah. My God. I think it's been like sitting here waiting.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys know this. I work at an apartment complex. And so we have maintenance people who do obviously all the maintenance work. Well, we usually have four. One of them quit a couple months ago. And then two gave their notice for the exact same day. We have one maintenance guy for four properties. Oh, and we have like about 100 units on the properties at each property. So we have a total of like 400 apartments that we got to worry about. So we have one maintenance guy. So we were like, okay, we can struggle to make this work. Then the assistant manager, also the maintenance supervisor, was like, hey, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks that week. See you later. I'm out. She's up in Montana right now. We have one maintenance guy. That's it. And then today, the fucking groundskeeper came in and quit.
Oh.
Just handed in his shit and was like, no, I'm done. And my boss was like, almost begging, because we have no one. And he was like, no, I can't do it. So my boss was pissed, and she was like, she came up to me, she's like, get him the fuck out. Put him on notice, give him move-out paper, charge him for everything, because when you work at the apartments and live on the apartments, like, I get about half off rent. And then, like, we have, like, amenities, like, storage and stuff. So you can get storage for free. Like, my dog rent's free.
Oh,
you get parking for free. So, like, yeah, it's a sweet deal. So he had, like, four or five storage units.
Damn.
And they were all the biggest one, $60 each. So when I did the math, it came out to, like,
$320.
Damn. And, like, I really like his wife, so I felt bad. And, like, I like delivered the move out paperwork and I like put on a sticky note. I was like, I'm sorry, with like a sad face, and I like put it in there. But I'm also like, fuck you, dude.
Did he like give any reason?
Nope. And he didn't even, the fact that he didn't give his 2 weeks really pissed me off, because we are so short staffed now.
Yeah.
That now the office people have to step up, which I don't mind doing. Because obviously I thought I was going to lose my job, so this is really kind of like secure the deal.
Yeah.
But I always feel like I'm going to lose my job. I always do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I told my boss, I was like, I'll help out. Like, I'll do half day in the field, half day in the office. Like,
that wouldn't be bad.
Just let me know. And she's like, we might have to, because the only thing else we can do is hire maintenance people. But that costs like $50 an hour. For 8 hours for 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And so I was like, yeah, I can help. Like, I can't install anything, but I'm good with a screwdriver.
At the same time, though, maybe this is a wake-up call.
To management?
Yeah.
Thinking of one person in mind. Yeah, she needs to wake the fuck up.
Right? Especially if they're all quitting.
If you've lost 3 minutes. Three maintenance people and the groundskeeper.
That's saying
within
something.
A short amount of time, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was to the point where my boss literally told me, she's like, I regret firing Matt.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah, because you know right now he would have stepped the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been like, all right, let's do this. Like, because that's how he is. Nope. So, yeah, I'm really pissed off at him. I'm really pissed off at him. Because he literally was just like, yeah, I'm done. He said he was working in Portland, and it was 4:30. No one came home. His vehicle was sitting there all day. And so we were like, oh, maybe he took his wife's car today. No, when he came in to clock out, he just came from his apartment. So Donna was like, yo, what the hell? Well, after he quit, I was like, yeah, I can tell you exactly what he was doing, because he told Matt.
Smell good.
I was like, he would clock in to work. He would go into the office, clock in, go back into his house, smoke weed, play video games, take naps, all that kind of shit on the clock. And then he would sometimes like do a half day. But then if he was up in Portland, he would just pull off into one of the back roads and just sit there for hours and hours and hours. Like, this dude had the easiest job. And then we offered him, like, a huge promotion to be one of, like, the maintenance guys with a huge pay increase, sign-on bonus, like.
Well, I guess he didn't take it because he knew he was going to have to be doing more work.
Yep.
How did they not know that he was doing that?
People turn their heads really, really quickly when it comes to things like that.
And the fact that we have so many different properties and it's the grounds guy. So, like, he's just supposed to be out walking around anyway. Like, we don't really expect to see him. But so I kind of ratted him out and I don't feel bad about it.
Either.
I was like, you know what? You want to be an asshole to me? I'm going to be an asshole to you. Like,
just up and quit. And
but in the employee addendum that we have to sign, it says, if management wants, they can kick you out in 30 days. So he was telling the assistant manager how him and his wife are looking to buy a house. And I don't know if you guys have seen the market lately, but it's horrible. Shit.
There's like nothing.
There's nothing. And so he was like, yeah, we're looking to buy a house. We're not sure. And that and their dog bit another dog. It's a German Shepherd, and he was off leash and like and the dog was like healing from surgery. So he had to go get restitched, and then his like recovery time was extended. I was like, oh my God. And so that happened today too. And I was like, holy shit. Like,
poor dog.
Yeah. So good luck trying to find a place that's going to allow your two dogs and a couple of things in your credit. Like, he doesn't. That's why he came here. Same reason I came here. Just because it's a nice place and I don't have a credit check. So might as well.
And you get to have pets.
And pets, yeah. So, yeah, good luck.
He's not going
to
find anything.
Especially with dogs, it's harder to find than if you had cats. Because a lot of places will accept cats but not dogs.
Well, it's not only...
It depends on the type of dog.
Yeah, and the fact that he's a German Shepherd who is aggressive.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it really pisses me off. And my boss, like, was like this close to calling animal control. Because I guess apparently he beats his dog.
Oh, it's that one?
No, not that one. He works for like the company, and his dog bit our boss one time.
Oh.
Which I would be hella embarrassed about. I would be like, fuck that. Like, nope. And he just straight up just started wailing on the dog, like on the side of the head. And my boss was like, yo, no, it's okay. Like, it's okay. I'm fine. Like, I have a husky. I'm fine. Like, I'm good. And yeah, so I guess when his dog bit the other dog, he came out and just started kicking the shit out of it. Oh, and I was like, yo, no. You already have an aggressive dog. And so now you're going to beat it. What happens when the day it turns on you?
It's going to kill it.
Yeah.
He's just going to straight up kill it.
I wouldn't blame the dog for turning on him if he beats the shit out of him.
I would. 100%. I would turn. If I was a dog and my owner was beating me, hell yeah, I would turn on him and be like, yo, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like.
But now the rough part with this is if the dog turns on someone that's not him and someone else gets hurt. Like the little kid.
Oh yeah, then they
would
get.
Yeah. That dog is being put down and they're getting sued. And that's what the girl brought up. She's like, I could sue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there, I was like, I would. If another dog off leash on a property where you have to have a leash came up and bit my dog and I had to go get restitches, hell yeah, I would sue. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, what the fuck? Nope.
Don't they get written up for that?
Oh yeah.
And then isn't it like only so many times before they have to put the dog down?
I don't know that. I mean, I know if a dog bites someone,
it's like an automatic.
The people have every right to be like, you could put my dog, like put that dog down. Yeah. Which is horrible. It's like,
yeah, it's sad. Like, sorry, you're doing this, but it's because you bit someone.
But at the same time, though, like a lot of the people that would end up like being the ones to make the call of like put the dog down are the ones who don't have any interactions with dogs. And so they just automatically assume
that's an aggressive dog.
Yeah. And they don't know if they did something wrong. Like, for instance, like if Tracer, if someone came up, when someone comes up behind Tracer, like how he turns around really quickly because he gets spooked.
Yeah.
If you were out walking him one day and he did that to someone and he actually drew blood, they could literally go, if they don't have any experience with dogs, they could go, you have to put your dog down now because your dog attacked me.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
So, but so if...
every precautions.
If it happens to someone who actually knows a dog, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to... They're going to be like, no, it's fine. Like, I know what I did wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Like Zeus, like, bit Dylan. And he was like, no, dude, it was, like, all my fault. Like, Zeus, we were holding him back, and he was just going crazy. And Dylan was like, you can let him go. So I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. When you say, let go of my dog, I'm going to let go. So I let go. And right when he did that, he leaned forward, and it scared Zeus, and he bit him a little bit. And I was like, yeah. We were like, dude, no. And Dylan was like, no, like, it's my fault. My fault. I did it. And I was like, yeah. Yes and no. Like, you spooked him, but it doesn't give him a reason to bite you. Like, but.
It's the dog's defense because they don't know what that thing, whatever they see, is going to do to them.
So exactly.
It's a defense mechanism for dogs to do that.
But yeah. So now my workload just got even heavier. And people are going to be calling, like, my work order isn't done. Why the hell isn't done? And then I got to deal with bitchy-ass people and rude people all the time. And it's just...
It's like, oh, we only have one person. Calm down.
That's literally what I'm telling people. Be like, look, we have one maintenance person and no grounds people. Like, please have patience.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking is, look, it's going to be rough for all of us, but...
For a while.
Yeah. But we're asking for patience.
Till you find new people, yeah. And that takes a while.
So, yeah, I was, and I've never seen my boss that pissed. I was like, holy, it's like one of those moments of like when your parent gets really mad at your sibling and you're just like,
really glad it's not.
Yeah, you're sitting there like, oh, yo, you're getting your ass ripped right now. She was in there like, I want him off the fucking property. Like, fuck him. I was like, oh my god, like, so glad it isn't me. I'm glad we're on the same team. Like, ooh.
But I don't blame her at the same time. It's like, it for someone to come in like that and just blatantly like, yeah, no, I'm quitting now.
Peace like out. It kind of fucks her over too, because now she doesn't have like anyone besides one person.
I did tell her, I was like, the benefit is we get at least that apartment full rent now. She's like, yeah, I guess that's a point. But it's just like, your company is already struggling, and you're going to be that asshole who puts what us in the office thought were friends. Like, we thought we were all friends, and you're just going to do that? Like,
yeah.
And he literally isn't going to go do anything. He was like, yeah, I don't have to work anymore. My wife got a raise. So you're literally just going to sit home, play video games, smoke weed, or wherever the fuck you are.
Be a complete bum?
Yeah. Basically, I'm like, wow, dude. And even Matt was like, dude, you have the when he worked at the company, he was like, you have the easiest job. Like, you just have to walk around the property, pick up stuff. Like, yeah, you have to pick up dog poop. But that was the thing. He was like, I don't want to pick up dog poop and trash anymore. And that's when my boss was like, yo, take the position of a maintenance guy. Like, it comes with a huge, like, we gave you a huge pay increase, sign-on bonus, like, added benefits, like, whatever they offered. I was like, yeah, why didn't you take that?
Because he wants to be lazy. Clearly. Yeah.
I mean, you can't collect unemployment. So it's like, are you going to go work somewhere? Or are you really just going to sit on your ass while your wife goes to work?
Yeah, she's going to get tired of that.
She has her bachelor's in engineering. Like, she's a smart girl. And that's why I'm like, why are you with him? And she's gorgeous. Like, she's gorgeous. And I'm like, why are you with him? Like, your dick must be nice, bro. Because I don't understand. Don't get it.
Well, and the other issue is, if she loses her job one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
I don't even know what they're going to do now.
Things cost money, and it's easier with two paychecks than one.
Like, I'm struggling right now.
I can imagine.
I know.
I'm like, do I go on short-term disability or not until I get the shit figured out?
I mean, depends on how long you're going to be out.
Exactly. I don't know. they don't have answers for me. But anyways, we digress.
It's like, dude, how stupid are you?
Yeah. Stupid. Like, I don't, especially with the pay raise and sign on.
Yeah, I'm like, how yo, if they offered me that when the position for the marketing place was open, hell yeah, I would have taken it. I would have been like, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. I love it. Like, yes, I do complain about my job a lot, but I feel like everyone does.
That's everyone.
Yeah. But, like, for the most part, I like my job. It's super fucking easy. For the most part. Like, yeah, you have to be an asshole sometimes because technically I'm the landlord. That's what my boss likes to say. You're the landlord. You can deal with it. No, you're the landlord. I'm the landlord minion.
You're her assistant. It goes all on you.
But she's like, no. She's like, you can tell people you're the landlord. She's like, that's exactly what you are. You collect the rent. You're the people that they talk to. And I was like sitting there. I was like, true. I'm the landlord, bitch. What's up?
It is true.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love my job. It's just when shit like this happens and like we can't, like nobody wants to work for us. It's like, how long is this going to last? Because,
well, at that point, it's a hardcore like,
I'm going to be like, I need to take a vacation because this is getting too much.
Well, that's like a hardcore slap in the face for a corporate to be like, oh shit, maybe we should send someone down there and take a look and see what's going on.
Yeah, but that's the thing is when this when someone from corporate comes, this person acts all. Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, but I will wear a camera if you want me to.
She fake
it. I will wear glasses with a camera in it so you can see how she really is. She's a bitch.
You need to go undercover boss.
We have maintenance people hiring. I'm like, I'm gonna send an email to corporate.
Yes.
She was like, so we clocked in and I called out sick last Friday because I had like a huge stomach issue and I was like, ain't gonna deal with it at work. Nope. I'm just gonna take the day. So I told my boss and she's like, yeah, just go home, feel better. I was like, okay. So I missed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday. My emails are atrocious. I have so many. So I'm like sitting there going through it and I come across one that's like, 3 paragraphs. And so I was like, holy shit. So I started reading it. The system manager comes in. She and my boss was like, hey, can you guys do Rise and Shine is where we clean the office and get stuff ready. And I was like, yeah, let me just finish reading my email and I'll get up. So I'm sitting there, I'm reading. And the system manager comes in and she's like, hey, are you on the clock? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, then get up and do your Rise and Shine. I dead ass, I had no coffee either. No coffee in me. Yeah. So I was like, I will do it when I'm done reading my email like I told my boss I would. And she was like, okay. I was like, mm-mm. And I told Matt, and he was like, yeah. She probably just wanted to come in and be like all bossy. And he was like, and you were like, no. I was like, yeah. I also didn't have coffee. So I was like, fuck no. I'm going to sit my ass here. I'm going to read this email. I'm going to read the next one. Like, that can wait a minute. But
yeah, it's like that. That's an issue that corporate has to deal with, or like, because it sounds like your boss is not dealing with it.
No, my boss is buddy buddy with her. Like, I love my boss when she's by herself. She's by herself. I fucking love her. When the assistant manager comes in, it's just, yeah, I'll back up Rebecca no matter what. I'll back up Rebecca. And the fact that she told me she regrets firing Matt tells me it was all her.
That sucks.
So that's how my day was. We just spent 18 minutes talking about that.
That's that's all right.
How was your rest?
Slow. We only had one provider at the office, so on Thursday, so it's slow, which is nice.
You just chill.
Yeah, and then go through our pools and check in people and check out people.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And answer phone calls.
What do you say when you answer a phone call?
I have to say where our business is and then...
No, like do it like you're answering the phone. I want to hear. Do it.
Hi. I just say, great family, how Kristen speaking. How can I help you?
That.
It's kind of like when I pick up the phone at work. R7, this is Maggie. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling CRM Apartments. This is Madison. How can I help you?
Yeah, pretty much. And our little fake voices that we have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Phone voices.
Sometimes I don't even do a phone voice. I'm like, thank you for calling CRM Apartments. This is Madison. How can I help you?
I feel like I get like that if I'm annoyed.
Yeah, that's
one of my coworkers.
Fun thing is when the doctors call and they're like, "Can you page me through?" I'm like, "Yeah, give me a minute.
Can I figure out?"
No, more of like I'm trying to juggle 14,000 different things.
Oh.
Or they, "Hey, I'm up on R9 right now. Can you tube me up this?" Yep. 3 minutes later, "Hey, it's me again. Can you tube me this now?" Yep.
Like, damn, I gotta really stop answering this phone.
One more time. "Hey, I'm like, what do you need?"
See, I don't like bothering the providers.
They bother us.
Oh, they don't bother us.
I hate when my boss is like, "So what are you working on?" Because that's her way of saying, like, "You want a project?" And I'm always like, usually I'm like doing like hardly anything. "I'm working on this." And she's like, "All right, well, when you're done, let me know." Comes a big ass project.
I applied to school.
Nice.
To SNHU. Online. Now I just gotta do all the other shit. Get my transcript, do financial aid, grants, all that fun jazz.
Isn't that fun?
No. No, because they're like, you need to get, they're like saying, well, it's gonna take a long, probably a long time to get the actual like transcripts because of COVID and everything. So they're like, just get the whatever it's called. I'm guessing the student copy where they just.
That's really weird because.
To get started.
Oh, okay.
The way to know how many credits I actually have.
Okay. Yeah.
And then eventually that would go through. If I even got accepted.
I feel like you will. I have faith in you.
I'm just glad they don't look at SAT scores anymore. Otherwise, I wouldn't get in anywhere.
Never take the SATs.
You don't want to. I was not going to spend $50 to retake them either.
No.
I had to go on a Saturday in high school, junior year, to take them. And it took, like, pretty much from morning time to the afternoon.
See, when I graduated, like, colleges looked at them, but it was more of just like a, "Oh, hey, you got a really good SAT score? Cool, we'll give you, like, a scholarship." And then if not, like, you could have, like me, you could have none and you could still get it accepted.
Yeah, I didn't get no scholarships when I went to school. No.
Yeah, me?
I was not that lucky. Or I'm not that good at sports either, so I didn't get nothing.
Yeah, my brother got, like, sports, like, offers for sports scholarships. And my dad was like, "Don't do it." My brother was like, "Why? Like, it would be so cool, like, to go do wrestling at this college." My dad's like, "Because what if you get hurt?" He's like, "Kiss that scholarship goodbye." And my brother was like, "I never thought of that. Good point. I'm going to go for academics." And that's what he did.
I was not smart enough to do that.
If you get a full ride on any type of sport, you get hurt,
you're done.
Yeah. Your parents got to start shelling out that money.
Yeah.
Or just go to a different school and that's less money.
But the issue is if you get hurt like your junior year or something, then you're already more than halfway through your college career. What's the point in moving?
Yeah.
Hey, at least you would only have to pay for half.
True.
Yeah. I would kind of fight it though, be like, "I'm almost done." Even though it wouldn't get you anywhere, but still.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somewhere in the contract says.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, that's a good point.
You're like, can I stay on the team just like as the water person so I still get my scholarship?
Can I be the water boy, please? Thank you.
I need to keep my scholarship. But yeah.
Can I be the assistant coach? Does that count?
So we started watching The 100th.
The 100?
Yeah, The 100.
The 100th?
The 100th. It's good so far. Did you guys finish it?
I watched like the first season, I feel like 5 years ago.
Matt said that you guys were watching it. Or Matt told EJ to watch it.
So he's watching The Walking Dead.
I like that show.
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. And then together we're watching Man with a Plan.
Nice. You should watch The 100th. 100. Whatever. I'm calling it The 100th.
How many seasons are out now?
Seven. They're all done. There's 100 episodes, I guess.
I think Noah and I got up to like season 5, 4 or 5 of it, I think. And then we just.
It's good so far because we're on season two. No, we're in season three now. But I really want Clark and what's his face? Starts with an A. It's a weird name. Them to be together. I'll think of it later when we're done, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's that.
Oh, it's fine. Well, yeah, I need to. We're going to probably start watching it. We're almost done. Because we like to have, like, a sitcom to watch.
Yeah.
And then have, like a fun, like, a serious show to watch.
Walking Dead's really good.
I don't like zombies. Nope. And I was sitting there trying to eat dinner the other night, and it was disgusting because this girl stabbed the zombie in the stomach, and then all his guts came out, and I was, like, eating spaghetti, and I was like, nope, I'm done. And Matt was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, this, I can't do this. But I can watch Grey's Anatomy and watch them cut up people all day. It's just something about zombies. I just
interesting. I want the sword that one of them has. I forgot her name, but she has like the sword, and it's like the really sharp sword.
Yes, it was her, the first time she appeared in The Walking Dead. That yes. part is what I saw, and I was like,
she had them as like she kept them on chains for her safety and stuff when going out, so that way she could have the smell so no one would get near her. Did you see that?
No, I just saw the part where she stabbed a zombie in the stomach and the guts came out. And
it gets worse.
Yeah, and Matt's like, yo, it's so good. And I'm like,
just wait till Negan gets into it.
No, I'm okay. But he's down to watch Grey's Anatomy with me.
Yeah, just wait till Negan gets in part of it, and then it gets really bad. Like, gory. What he does.
Like I said, I'm good. See, at least Grey's Anatomy is not like that. It's not like.
Some things are a little kind of gory.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's true. The pull between two people.
Yeah, the boat accident.
Yeah. Ava.
Yeah, that whole situation was weird.
Derek.
That was sad.
Derek.
Have you gotten to, like, the new seasons?
No, I'm on season 16.
Oh, so you already passed.
No, I'm not. Am I? No, I'm on season 12.
I'm on season 17. I gotta finish up.
Oh my god, I have a long way to go. I have a lot more to see.
I rewatched it, and I was rewatching, and I got to season 10, but then I started, the new season came back on, so I started watching that. It gets good.
Yeah, I feel like by the time I get up there, the newest season's gonna be already out on Netflix.
Probably.
So then I'll be caught up.
The new season, they started season 17 already. So they usually wait till all the seasons, that section. I don't think they've had a break yet. So then after that break, they'll put it on. So probably.
I'm just excited for part two of season 5 of Lucifer coming back.
Oh, yes.
Never seen Lucifer.
Oh my gosh, so good.
It's on Netflix. I know, everyone tells me that. Like, it's so good. I've also never seen you.
I seen the first two episodes. I need to get back into it, but
Lucifer is really good because after three seasons on like regular TV, they cut
Lucifer.
The programming cut it. Netflix picked up the rights to it though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So then they could do anything they wanted.
Pretty much. It's a beautiful thing. And the guy who plays Lucifer, Tom Ellis, is just a beautiful man in general.
Debatable.
Just like fuck. What's his name? The guy who plays Klaus.
Oh, him. He is beautiful. I'd rather have him play Lucifer.
He could play it so well, too.
Yes.
With the accent.
Yes.
Klaus from Vampire Diaries and the originals.
Oh my god. He's a beautiful man.
Yes, beautiful. Yes, he's from the originals.
He's beautiful. Beautiful
yes.
man.
Yes, I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, same.
I follow, like, all of them on everything.
I don't have Twitter. I don't understand it.
I don't either, but, you know, I have it because I like to follow, like, the famous people, I guess. Actors. It's like, just, if they're in films that I like to follow them.
It's just too confusing to me.
I'm more of so just like, I'm on Twitter mostly just like any new information coming about, like, video games and TV shows and stuff like that, like, will come through, and it's easier than trying to search it.
I just keep in touch with, like, the entertainment of it, so I feel like I know what's going on, and I'm just like, ooh, I like that, ooh. Like,
maybe I should read down on Twitter.
But I also do that on the Instagram and Facebook, too, so.
If I log into my old Twitter, it's the one with, like, me and my ex all over it, and it's the ex, you know.
Oh, you could just start over.
You know, the one.
Start a new one.
Just start a new one.
I would say, you know, the one that I told you about.
Start a new one.
Yep.
I wish they kept my MySpace and not got rid of it.
I miss MySpace.
It was actually cool. I think MySpace was kind of better than Facebook.
100%.
Because you could have your, like, whole background, like, decorated.
You could have songs.
Your friends list. Songs playing when you go on to your portfolio. And it was just awesome.
I feel like
they missed a step, and everyone's like, oh, let's go to Facebook.
Like, yo, I think we should bring back MySpace just so I can put my song into my bio. So when you click on it, you can feel my vibe.
Yes, I liked that. But then everyone's like, oh, Facebook. And it's just like, MySpace was a lot better, even though Facebook was popular at the time.
But now, Facebook, all it is, honestly, I feel like it's just a bunch of, like, here's what I think of Facebook. A bunch of old people, like, what is it, Gen X? Like, below boomers?
Yeah.
Gen X.
So.
Just fighting with each other.
Oh my God, yes.
All the time about politics. And then you have, like, millennials who get into it. And then people who only post about their kids. And then about their travel life.
Yeah.
And then there's us who, like, I feel like we post, but not a whole lot. Like, I just like to scroll.
Oh, I scroll. Yeah, I do the same thing.
And then if I see something, I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess I could share that. But then I overthink it. I'm like, did I share too much today? Did I overshare?
I don't share anything. And then when I post, and it's like, oh, should I post that? Or should I post? And I mostly post more on Instagram and then share it with Facebook.
That's what I do. I just have nothing to post on. Like, I go back in my pictures. I'm like, Matt, it's been, like, since January since you and I have taken a selfie. And he's like, no one hasn't. I'm like, no, seriously. Like, I just like, don't want to take pictures anymore.
I just want to start, like, taking random pictures and just post it.
See what happens.
Yeah, you know? Feel like a social media thing, you know?
Hey, look at my feet.
I feel like that's, like, such a, like, 2010s thing where everyone just, like, posted.
Random,
just like you see a bird in the road, you're like, oh, look at this cute bird, post.
Yeah,
like those were the days where you didn't give a fuck.
Let's just bring it back. Those were the good days. Like, literally, when you go back in your memories or Facebook and everything,
oh,
I literally posted all the freaking
time.
I was like, always saying, Ford, text me, Skype me.
Yes, and I'm like,
why did I post this shit? Like, I don't remember posting this shit, but it's just like, why would I post every single day about, oh, boy, I'm watching this?
I get so embarrassed when I go back and, like, look at my memories. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe no wonder no one liked it. Like, that was so weird.
Or, like the truth is, like, those things that went around.
God, yeah.
Or...
those are constantly... I'm bored, like, for a truth
is.
I'm bored, like, I'm like, oh, my God,
or
I was
video.
Bored a lot.
Like, 10 years ago today, waiting for pizza to come.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I got to tell you about Matt. So Matt said, Matt, and then his last name, is very hungry. And then the next post was, Matt, his last name, just ate, and is still hungry.
I was like,
oh, my God.
I feel like in high school, we just post about every little thing we were doing.
Yeah, but Matt doesn't use, like, Facebook ever. So I was like, oh, my God. Let's see what mine says. Memories.
What the fuck is memories?
I might not have any today. Oh, no, I definitely have some.
Where do you find
chilling memories? At Circle K while my sister works, chilling in the car, so bored.
Where do you...
I had 5 people like it and 2 comments.
Where do you find memories?
My aunt. Does she work at Circle K?
Go, Kristen, go all the way over to, like, the 3.
Yeah.
And then memories.
I don't have it.
Click this.
Wait. Oh, there it is. I found it. I got 5. Oh, I got EJ's thing about snow.
I have a lot of Mormon shit that I just delete.
And then mine said, had a good night, day slash night with EJ. And then EJ posted, bang, 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 happy on my wall. And then I said, the snow needs to go away now. I'm ready for the summer. That was 10 years ago.
I posted a picture of me and my old friend, and I tagged her in it. And it said, blank and I, last night at picture, smiley face. We love each other, smiley face.
I always used to post, like at school too, in study hall, soccer practice after school.
I just get, like, I get so embarrassed. Sometimes I, like, go and actually, like, delete it. I'm like, nope, I never want to see this again, like.
Yep, pretty much. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days where, like, that's how you met. I feel like that's how you made a lot of friends. It was, like, bored, like, for Truth Is. And then you always had, like, I had random people on my Facebook. And they would like it. And I'd be like, hey, you want to be friends? And they're like, sure. I'm like, cool.
Or I had, like, one that where you post, like, you message them a number. And you would tell them what you thought about them. And then you'd post the number and what you thought. And then they would know what it is. But other people wouldn't know who you're talking about.
Yes. That was nice.
And I didn't like the scary things that went around on Facebook. Like, if you don't share this, someone's going to come and kill you or whatever.
Oh, those so stupid things.
Yes.
Those things, like, the ones about God, I'm like, yes, I love God. But I don't need to share this to show everyone that I love them.
Yeah, those things. I hated those.
And it's like, share or your mom's going to die tonight.
Yes,
I'm like, sorry, mom. Scroll.
I did do those.
You did?
I always got scared. I don't want to die.
I literally go to my mom. Hey, so I read Facebook and it told me if I didn't share this that my mom was going to die. So I'm sorry. And she's like, okay.
So you might die because I didn't
share it. Sorry, I didn't share it. But hey, if you do die, I'll go back and I will share it. And hopefully you'll go back.
Yeah, those were the good old days. Nowadays, it's just a whole bunch of politics and shit.
And like, I feel like... Ugh. YouTube has changed.
Yes,
so much. Like, at first it was literally just dumb ass videos.
Yeah, now, like, everything's like, oh, you can't share this because it might offend them. Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, this is blocked. Oh, this is blocked.
It's like, you're canceled.
I'm like, oh my god,
canceling those skinny jeans.
You know what, leave my fucking skinny jeans alone.
You come for my skinny jeans, I come for you.
Although, I mean, I can rock boot cut.
I mean, I can do both, but I like my. It's easier for, like, the wintertime with, like, the boots and everything, or, like, the summertime where you can roll them up and, like, somewhat by your ankles.
They're just more comfortable.
Yeah. And I'm kind of liking the high rise now because I'm into that.
High rise is the way to fucking go. Yep, man.
I never liked them before, but now I do.
I'm making this an announcement. We are never bringing back low rise.
Oh my God, no.
Never. Nope. I don't care if it's the style. I don't care if it's the shit. I won't be caught dead without my high rise. Nope.
I like
my butt crack hanging out.
But I always wear a tank top underneath it, so I stick it in so my butt crack don't show.
Yeah, I was a big girl, so even doing that didn't help. There was still just like, I would sit there and be like, oh, what's that? A little bit of a breeze. And it was always so weird. I didn't like it. And nowadays I look at pants, I'm like, why are you still making them? Or, like, mid-rise. No one likes mid-rise.
That's just too awkward.
It's just, like, a weird...
My fat hangs over it.
It makes it, I need the high-rise to suck it all in. Like...
Pain is gain.
Yeah. I also thought about buying a waist trainer, but then I heard that, like, moves your organs, and that really freaks me out.
It does.
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it actually does.
I don't know either, but...
I don't see how it works. Like, you wear it and work out, like, does it just, is it just the shape that you want it to be or something?
Yeah, it goes, like...
Like the hourglass shape?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about getting the sweat ones where you wear it, you can wear it all day, and when your body, it just makes it super hot, so you just sweat and sweat and sweat, and it stays in there. I'm like, oh, that'd be kind of nice, just sit there at work and just sweat my balls off right in here and just lose all that. I could do that!
A new thing that came out is a weighted hula hoop.
I mean, I can move my hips, but I can't hula hoop. Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, I can shake my ass.
You should be perfect for that, then.
You've seen me. I can shake my ass.
And how can you not hula hoop?
But I can't hula hoop. I've never had the talent to do it. Can't do it.
You just move your hips in a circle.
I don't know what it is.
You can do it with your neck.
Yeah, I can do it with my neck. I can do it with my arm. I can do it with my leg. Put it around my hips. Nope. Don't know how to do it.
Awesome. Oh, remember those skip-its that you put on your leg?
I love those.
Those always hurt when I hit my ankle, though.
Yep. That and Razor scooters.
Yes. That was the death of my ankles, though.
It still hurts.
Ooh. Those were fun. I always like to do, like, the trick things with them.
Yeah, when you would, like, jump up and spin it around and you try to land, but then it would, like, hit your ankle and you're like,
Yes.
I'm dying.
I could never skateboard, but I could scooter.
Yeah, I can't skateboard, but I can hold on to this and I can go.
Yes. I could go for so long on the skip it.
Oh, same.
Oh, yeah, because I would count it.
Yeah.
What about, what was it?
Bop it.
Oh.
I want to go get one.
Those are fun.
They have a new one that, like,
I'm intrigued.
Well, it's like this really big thing, but, like, you have to have two people to do it.
Well, same. It was kind of bop it was like the other one with like the two where it has two hands.
Twist it.
Yeah.
Bop it.
Hit it.
Twist it. It's like pull it. That's what it is. Pull it. Twist it. Bop it.
They appeared on Gilmore Girls when they took it out because Luke and Dean were fighting. They're like, that was our team together because they were fighting. So it was like our thing and they were playing it. And it was really rough.
I remember sitting on my grandma's house for hours.
Yeah.
Twisting, pulling, bop it.
I sucked at it because it gets faster as you go.
I literally could do that for hours. Hours.
Entertaining. Give it to a child and see what happens.
Give it to me and see what happens. I won't eat for 3 days.
I'm sure a child wouldn't even know what that was if you gave it to
him. My child will know what a bop it is. All right, I'm going to make that
kid's going to know about everything.
Yeah, they're going to have the internet. They're going to know about this. Yeah. Matt told me that. He's like, you know, one day our kids are going to find your podcast. And I was like,
one day our podcast is going to blow up.
I was like,
slowly but surely.
I don't like that. I don't like knowing that my future kids are going to listen to this.
They might not.
They're going to be my kids. They're going to be Snoopy.
Well, if we get big enough, they'll probably know. But if we get a good following.
True. I don't know. It was just funny, but.
Yeah, my kids are going to know all my TikToks, you know.
That's one thing. I only have 3 TikToks.
Imagine the people that are, like, on those Teen Mom shows.
Oh, God.
Or those reality shows.
Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
From Teen Mom.
Oh, I don't know.
She was the one who made the sex tape.
I thought that was Farrah.
Oh, that's what I meant. Farrah. Who's Sarah?
That's why I was like, who's Sarah?
Farrah.
And then when you said the sex tape, I was like, Sarah did. I mean, Farrah did.
Farrah.
She was annoying as hell.
Did you ever watch Teen Mom?
Yes, I watched Teen Mom.
I hated that bitch.
Oh,
every time
she
would come
annoying.
In, I'd be like, why isn't this DVR? I want to fast forward.
She literally got people, like the workers, a porty potty because she wouldn't let them go to the bathroom in their house. Because, you know, like in the new Teen Mom where OG, where they or start filming,
mm-hmm.
like with like they show the crew and everything. Well, yeah, she in one of those episodes, she was like, yeah, they use the out. They have their own bathroom outside. She great.
I mean, like if it's just a bunch of men and they like spicy food. Yeah, I'd be like, take your shit outside.
Well, this woman, too, is like, whoa.
But. Yeah.
No.
That. Yeah, no. Oh, thank you.
I need to catch up. I miss watching it. I'm sad that Chelsea's leaving.
But. What? She's like the main reason I watch it.
Yeah, for Teen Mom 2, Chelsea's not on it anymore. She's not doing it anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, she just had another baby. She has like
she's having another one now, I think. I think she posted she was having another one.
Oh my God, that's
Macy. I follow her on Instagram.
I like her.
And Macy.
I liked Macy, and then I liked Caitlyn.
I like Caitlyn.
Loved Caitlyn and Tyler. Are they still together?
Yeah, they had another kid.
That's right, yeah. That's why I liked them, because they actually stayed the fuck together. And they gave their baby up for adoption, and they still filmed everything, which was cool.
Yeah. I don't know if they still see the one that they gave up adopted or not. Like, because of the show and everything.
Oh, I'm so... Just thinking about it, like, Now as an adult, I couldn't birth a baby and then give it up for adoption.
Depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, bond. I just couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she just had it. She's not having
another. Doesn't she have like 3 or 4?
Yes. She has one with the first baby daddy, and then she has 2 others with Cole.
Who is fine as hell. I'm like, good for you, girl. Good for you. And he loves you so much. Like, ooh, he's beautiful. I mean, Matt's all right. Matt's all right. Matt's the hottest guy in the world, in my opinion.
I like all of the original team moms. I don't like the new added people that they add on, though, from...
I didn't like most of the people in Teen Mom 2. Like, the other Caitlin. I think it's a Caitlin. She had, like, 4 baby daddies.
There's Janelle, Caitlin.
Caitlin.
The one that, with Javi?
Yes.
You don't
didn't like her. Nope. She didn't like Janelle.
She still has, like, 4 babies.
I know.
With every one of her kids are different baby daddies.
Oh my god. Yeah. And then
Janelle's kind of the same way.
I did find Janelle on TikTok. And
oh, me too. I have her on TikTok.
She's so chill now, but like
there's this other person I follow and she's funny. That was in the military and she was doing this podcast, I guess, with Janelle. I saw a video, I was like, is that Janelle? She's working with Janelle, but I guess she got fired from it. Don't know why, but I guess she's not there on the podcast anymore. I don't know the whole story.
I don't know. I just found her TikTok and like she's like super chill now. Oh, she has full custody of Jace. Like,
oh, she does?
Yeah.
I didn't read that.
Yeah.
I'll show that. I guess I didn't go that far. I found her TikTok.
I was like, she's like totally different now. I'm like, good for you. Like, you turned your life around. Like, proud of you, but I didn't like her in Teen Mom.
Like, my entire issue with the show Teen Mom, I'm just like, you're just
all reading drama.
Well, they make up drama. Like, half of it's not even make it so there is drama. And they talk about the same shit all the time.
But then you have, like, all these kids who are watching it. And it's like, you're just...
I want to be on Teen Mom.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a baby.
And it's like...
Literally asking for this.
How stupid are you?
I like the crossovers that they do when they get together.
I literally haven't watched it.
Me neither.
It was so long. I always like the season finales, though. It's like, that's when the dirt comes out, though. Like,
the drama. But, yeah, that was our podcast today.
Thank you for listening to me bitch about my work for half this episode. I really appreciate it.
It's a very long episode, but that's okay.
It's our podcast.
Yes.
Everything's fine.
Yes. We do what we want. Not really, but
all right, guys,
we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.